praise you, the Lord Jesus. Our Father, our God, we bless your glorious name. We just say every day we will bless you. Father, we thank you for your great, great goodness, Lord. Everything else you gave unto us. All we can ever give to you, Lord, is praises and thanksgiving. Thank you for the beginning of a new week, Lord. Thank you for your loving kindness this morning, Lord. Your great faithfulness, Lord, every night. We are so thankful and we are so grateful, Lord. Receive all the glory due unto your name, Father. Thank you, Lord God. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you as you read your word this morning. Lord, Father, bless it. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, be ye thankful. That's the scripture. No, that's the message. Be ye thankful. The scripture plainly teaches that, God's children are to have a thankful heart, which is an attitude of gratitude. Many scriptures bear this out. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. We are called unto peace, isn't it? And be ye thankful. Now what the scripture says. So we are called unto peace. And in one body. And we are to be thankful. Psalm 100 verse 4. Say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. So many scriptures, you know, are admonishing us. Are to be thankful unto the Lord. Of course, the word thankful means what? It means to be full of thanks. That's what it means, you know. We should make it a habit of our lives to daily lift our voices in giving thanks to God for his bountiful blessings, as well as express our appreciation to other people too. But first of all, unto the living God, we should offer thanksgiving, voice of, you know, thanksgiving to the Lord, every passing day of our life and so forth. David gave an example. I think he said that 7 times a day he praises the Lord, he said. And as far as prayer is concerned, 3 times a day praises the Lord and so forth. God set an example for us, you know, in the life of the sweet servants of Israel and so forth. Colossians 2:6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. As we are established in the Lord, by God's grace, we are established in the Lord, we are to continually to abandon in thanksgiving to the Lord, continually until he comes. And when we get to heaven, I think we're going to do almost all the time, praising God and so forth, that, you know, to abandon therein with thanksgiving, you know, in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we are told that as rooted and built up in Christ, children of God, and established in the faith, we are to abandon him with thanksgiving. The Bible teaches us. The scripture tells us that the ingratitude of the unbelievers extinguishes the light of God in their hearts, which is a mark of foolish and hardened hearts. I'll say that again. We are taught in the scripture that the ingratitude of the unbelieving people extinguishes the light of God in their heart, and is a mark of foolish and hardened hearts. That is in Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful. See, Bible marked that out, isn't it? You know, unlike God's children, you know, we are thankful, we have to be thankful. But the unbelieving and so forth, they are thankful. But it became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened and so on. So, they achieved the light of God from their heart by not being thankful for what they see. Even though it caused the rain to shine upon everybody, and the sun upon everybody, both wicked and the righteous and so forth. A prominent sign of the last days is the spirit of ingratitude. Bible even marks that out in the last days. One of the signs of the last days. 2 Timothy 3:11. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, among many other things, unthankfulness, ingratitude, one of the signs of the end time, of the last days. It should not be named among God's children. We should always be thankful to the Lord and so forth. And even the Lord to bring it home. To emphasize the importance of being thankful, the Lord told of the ingratitude of 9 out of 10 lepers whom he healed. I think I want to read that particular passage of scripture because the Lord did that for a purpose. In Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed, though a popular thing, but I want to read it, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. It's always wonderful to do what the Lord said to do, isn't it? Praise the Lord. When you do what he said to do, you're going to get results. Right at the first miracle he performed publicly and so forth. And at the Cana of Galilee. And you know how the wine ran out and so forth. Mary said, well, you know, we're going to talk to him about the something, you know, as long as that you know. Well, first of all, he rebuke her in a little way, say, well, woman, my time is not, he didn't even call her mother, say, Boa, my time is not yet and so forth. Nevertheless, you know, and you know what he told them? He merely said that whatever he says you do it, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, sir, today. If you do what the Lord says to do, we can preach a whole sermon on that. In almost every miracle, try to do something, an action of faith, and then it got results. He has never changed today. And so whatever he says to do today, you do it, you get results. So here, so and he says, put the water into the water pot and so and draw out of it. And truly, you know, when they obey him, they got wine. Water turned into wine. Anyway, so these people, they obeyed the Lord, and as they went, they were cleansed. So remember that when you do the word the Lord Jesus just said to do, you cannot but get results. You cannot but have a miracle, you know. So name it, whatever he says to do, do it. Anyway, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face, at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Don't forget, the Lord told us in John chapter 4, the Samaritans and the Jews, they don't have anything together, right? So it says, as far as he is concerned, as a Jew, if you call him a Jew, he's the God of all the universe. Anyway, I mean, Samaritans, they have no commonality and so forth. Then you call him a stranger, right? Anyway, and a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, Why they are not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger, you know? And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I believe that man got even more blessing on top of him being cleansed, you know? He got more blessing and so whatever else is happening around his body and so forth, he was made whole anyway. So the Lord saying that is showing us the importance of gratitude, you know? Teaching us. That's why I don't want to read it and so on, so we don't take it lightly. Anyway, how often, this is the case in this age especially, 10 were healed or blessed in some mighty way, and yet only one turns to God and gives him the praise and glory be to his name. So we are living in the age of ingratitude. 2 Timothy 3:1 tells us that God's children should not fall into that trap. He has done much for us. He has done much for the whole world. Can you imagine the God of the universe? Can you even fathom it that the creator of all the heaven and earth, I mean, condescended you know, come down and took in flesh and blood like you and I, you know, I mean, what amazing, amazing miracle and so forth. Love divine and so that, you know, as he did for us and so forth. Anyway, yes, they are ungrateful. Now, anyway, learn to bless God for the great and mighty things he has done by praising him daily. See? And let's follow David's example in the 34th Psalm. And what do I say? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Doesn't matter what is going on. See? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, he said, and let us exalt his name together. So, as to follow that example, Bible says all that were written aforetime, they were written for our example, for our admonition, that we through the scriptures may have hope. Now, giving thanks can be more than an expression of gratitude, really. It can be more than that. It can be the victorious fulfillment of the promises of God to you or to anybody around you and so forth. And sometimes this victorious fulfillment can be so great and they may appear too good to be true. And so on. So many of God's promises seem to be too good to be true, isn't it? Many of them look like that, but they are true anyway, because we know that you know, God is not a man that he should lie. No matter what, read that Bible and so that, you know, they are really true. And you can get any miracle you want. You see, so far it is in the will of God. And I believe God's children, born again and so forth, I can say that most of the things we desire from the Lord, they are actually in the will of God, you know. So Satan has deceived many in the past. I believe God's children are getting wiser now. By trying to say that what we want is not the will of God and so forth. When we know the scripture, that we may know the things that are freely given unto us of God, then we know our stand and we can take our stand with the word of God and get whatever miracle we need from the Lord. So anyway, and we know that God is not a man that he should lie. So 2 Corinthians 1:19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God. That's what I'm saying. No matter what you have a promise in the Bible, whether it's in the Old Testament or New Testament, all of it in the Lord Jesus, they are yea and amen to the glory of God. Our God is a generous God, not a miser. You know, that's why we praise him all the time. Let me read two or more scriptures about that one. It's a generous God. Romans 8:32. He that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Generosity is generous and so on. You know, freely give us back our salvation. We are told, Ephesians 2. By grace are we saved. Through faith, not even of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast. From salvation to living in this world and so forth, the Holy Ghost is a gift. Not only that, we have gifts of the Spirit, we have fruit of the Spirit. All are gifts from the living God. You see, generous. And so on that, you know. Talking about generosity, in 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. Can you see all things everywhere? All things everywhere, isn't it? You know, I just read the Romans 8:32. All things, right? Now, here again, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So we see right there, God's generosity and so forth. In John 10:10, I'm come towards the end of that one. I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. It's a generous God, never a miser, you know, generous God. He opened his hand, like we say in one place, and he satisfied the desire of every living thing. Of course, man's humanity to man. There is no food in this world to feed everyone, but the man's inhumanity to man. I mean, people that oppress other people are some of that, you know. So we know. But God knows how many people will be in this world. He has made provision for it all. But Satan and so forth, manipulating mankind, you know, and the selfishness and so on, that, you know, and wickedness. And then they come and blame it on God, you see. Anyway, so it came that we may have life, but we may have it more abundantly. In 1 Timothy 6:1, the scripture speaks of our God as the living God. That's 1 Timothy 6:1, towards the end of it. That it speaks of our God as the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. You see all things everywhere, we read this morning, all things richly to enjoy. Generous God and so on, you know. Never in my sir. Anyway, so we see right there. Now, also in 1 Corinthians 3:21, that says, all things are yours. That's the child of God, right? All things means all things, right? So are yours, they are mine, according to the word of God. So it is generous God, never a miser. So and the thing with that is this. All things are yours and so forth, you know. But we must claim them. You see? Yeah, it's far, but we must claim them. And we all probably have vehicles here and so on, as you know. You may hold the title. That is wanting to hold the title, right? You must claim. You must claim, you know, the reason and so on. Or if you own a home and you have a title to it, you have to lay claim on that house and so on, as you know. So we know. So, so we see. You have to lay claim. Yeah, all things are ours. You must claim it by faith. Whatever you need, claim it by faith. All things are yours. God cannot lie, right? Almost seems like impossible, right? But if it's possible, that is God's word. Let every man be a liar. And let God's word be true, isn't it? All the Bible says, all things are yours as a Christian, as a child of God. They are mine. But we must reach on out by faith. After all, everything we do with the Lord is by faith, right? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11 says that, right? That is the way, that's the only price you pay, your faith, you know? Even our salvation is by faith, right? It says by grace are we saved, through faith. So just reach on out by faith. All things are yours. I don't care how big they may look, I told you and so on. With God, all things are possible. That's all it says. And then the Lord said, as you walk with him, turn it around, that even with you also, and in walking with him, nothing shall be impossible unto you too. Praise the Lord Jesus. That's the Lord we serve, right? Never in my sir, he does all things openly. He hides nothing from us. He shows many, many examples and so forth. Even in John 14:12, so come and see Genesis now. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the word that I do, shall they do? He's not a miser. As far as God's people are concerned, doesn't hide anything from them. You know, he says he has shown us all things that are seen from the Father. You know, so it is all ours. Whatever it is, he said we can do it through faith. In his word. And we should be aware of who we are and what faith belongs unto us. You have to reach on out by faith and get them. It is yours. Anyway, so to receive a gift is simply to take it from the giver and see the transaction with thanksgiving. That's how it goes. And they don't want you to give him thanks. And so that's what you can give to him anyway. So, when burdened by troubles or a lack of peace, sometimes to God's children and so on, that you know, the child of God can appropriate the Lord's all-sufficient grace. And see, when you fall into a situation where you are burdened by troubles or lack of peace for whatever reason, the child of God can appropriate the many promises of God. You know, his all-sufficient grace. One of them which is promised in 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. We find ourselves in many, many situations, many times, you know, that wicked wanted to rob us of our peace. All that kind of thing, and burdened by many, many troubles and so forth. Then you can say with the Lord, with Paul. And he said, the Lord said unto him, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. And he said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The apostle said, we can't even compare ourselves with what they went through in bringing to us the word of God. him especially and so forth. In his calling, the Bible says, oh, it was Simeon or somebody like that, as he was on his way to Damascus, to go and get people who are in the way, bring them to the high place of punishment and so forth. I know how the Lord appeared to him, light, brighter than the noonday sun. Paul, I mean, he says, Saul, what persecuted thou me? Who art thou, Lord? I'm Christ. Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It's hard for you to kick against the stone, the Lord said to him, and so forth. And then you know what the instruction was given to him? He said, what the Simeon was his name. And then God, you know, he said, go to him, pray for him. As long as that, you know. Anyway, oh, none of you know how what havoc, you know, he has done to the church. Even if it's on his way here to come and arrest us, and others are in the way. The Lord said, don't worry about it. I will show you how many things he will suffer for my name and so on. Even at his commission and so on, that, you know. Anyway, so that's exactly what the Lord said. Yeah, a part of revelation, but he went through many, many things at one time. Like I'm reading here, you know, he prayed to the Lord for certain things for God to do for him, because my grace is sufficient for you and so on, that, you know. That I've been told him from the beginning. So I will tell him how many he will suffer, you know, on my behalf and the gospel. Anyway, we can also do what the word of God said in 1 Peter 5:7, when we are troubled, troubled by anything, and it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Again, you see that word all here, big or small, you can cast it upon the Lord, you know, he will help us through it and so forth. He cares for you, he cares for me. Thank him for the rest he offers to those who come to him. Right in the Gospels, Matthew 11:28. Is it true to the believer? Is it true to the unbeliever if they come? And you as a Christian, of course, you know, it belongs to you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, you know. So, and they're talking about maybe that wicked wanted to rob you of your peace. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace. You know, nobody can do that for you. No insurance company can do it for you. I mean, perfect peace, not in this world, only the Prince of Peace can do it. Amen? And it's your Lord and Savior, our friend that we are thinking about him. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. One of the most trickiest parts of Christianity is keeping that mind on the Lord. Much more so in this terrible age and so forth, as you know. It's one of the most trickiest things and so on. You have to be persistent. Praise the Lord. By practicing the scripture, you know, to get you to this thing and so on, as you know. But it is true, you know. So, on the perfect peace, okay, your mind, set upon him. All kind of diversions, there are distractions everywhere. The mind is the battleground, isn't it? You know. So, but the word of God is true, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So that is the perfect peace. Talking about peace, I always like this one, the tranquilizer I call it in John 14:27. You know, talking about peace and so on. That, you know, peace I live with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What wonderful promise, you know. It means that by the grace of God, we can even control our hearts to some extent. You know, don't let it. Is it simple? I tell you, not really, but it can be done. Praise the Lord. God will never tell me to do what I cannot do. It will be unjust to tell me to do that, amen? Praise the Lord. By trusting him, we can do that. Let not your heart be troubled. No matter what the situation is, God said that let not your heart be troubled. And let it be afraid and so that, you know, it can be done through the grace of God. Now, when confronted with health issues, let's remember the many scriptures that reveal that healing is part of our redemption. Of course, as I heard the prophet, 53 verse 4, surely, without any shadow of doubt at all, you know, the Lord will say, verily, verily, when he's telling you some truth and so on, the prophet says, surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. The prophecy said concerning the Messiah when he comes and so forth, you know, and hundreds of years, you know, before that time and so forth. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And in the Gospels, in that wonderful chapter called Matthew chapter 8 and so forth, many miracles took place in that chapter and so forth. It was there that Simon Peter's mother-in-law was sick of a fever. I would say the Lord just laid a hand on her, and Bible says, you know, he was healed right away and ministered unto them. And of course, then the Bible says, of all the miracles he was doing, the gospel, now refers to that prophecy, let the Isaiah in verse 17 of Matthew 8, that it might be fulfilled, all those miracles that were done in that chapter, might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. We can use that every day of our life to combat any kind of sickness or affliction, you know, and reminding ourselves when we are in Christ and tell that devil to take a high car. Get it behind me and tell him, I told that, you know, Bible says, resist the devil, James 4:7, say so, and he will flee from you, you know. So, anyway, 4:24, refer to the same prophecy when confronting with any kind of a health issue. And that's why I'm reading this one. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. All reference to Isaiah 53 and so forth. You know, I wonder the Ethiopia eunuch, I don't know why he was, you know, why he was in that chariot and so forth, why he was read that same chapter and so forth, you know. You know how the Lord tells Philip to go and join to this chariot and so on, that, you know. Then, you know, and you know, when he got to India, and, you know, he found him in that chapter and so on. He said, understand there? What are you reading there? And that's my job, can I understand? You know, and then somebody teach me. Does this prophet speak of himself or some other person? The Bible says that there from there, Philip took him from there, and preach unto him Jesus, you know. Anyway, so we see right here, you know. Anyway, by faith, thank him for his healing grace. So, thank him for his healing grace. Let me read Psalm 103, the first few verses in there, talking of being thankful, right? You know, when we don't even see it, and we have the promise, Bible says, what things are you desire? When you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you shall have them, right? Anyway, so anyway, you know, Psalm 103, verse 1, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, he said it again, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. We thank God for the medical science, you know. Without them, I don't know where the world will be. Where the world is, where it is, because they don't believe all of the word of God. And they have helped us and so forth, that, you know, the medical science and so on, that, you know. But even every healing is still the Lord, you know, when it is all said and done. He is the healer. He is the healer who healeth all our diseases. Who redeemed our life from destruction, who cannot be with loving kindness and tender mercy, he said. Who satisfied our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. So, you will be demonstrating your faith by your offering of thanksgiving to the Lord. You are showing forth your faith to the Lord under all circumstances in life and giving thanks. You are expressing your faith to him and so on, that, you know. So remember that word. So you will be demonstrating your faith by your offering of thanksgiving to the Lord. Possess an attitude of gratitude as we are commanded in that Psalm 100 verse 4. He said, be thankful unto him and bless his name. So, your attitude of gratitude all the time by doing that command of the Lord. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now, let me round up this one. Short exhortation here this morning about being thankful and so on. What can preach, you know, can spend hours and hours about the Bible verses are talking about being thankful and so forth. Psalm 50 verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay the vows unto the Most High. They offer unto God thanksgiving. Right? Verse 15 says, and call upon me. Oh, many things can come to you as being to praise the Lord and so forth. You know, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. See, he put the praise forth. Offer unto God thanksgiving. And pay the vows unto the Most High. And call upon me, he said, in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee without any doubt. He will do it. And thou shalt glorify me. Just the 23rd verse of the same chapter. Whoso offereth praise, glorify me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God, he said. Now, you know, writing this up here this morning. The same thing in Psalm 91, the last scripture here this morning. 91 verse 14, talking about deliverance and so forth. Verse 14 of Psalm 91. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. You see? Where to us his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. See? He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise ye the Lord. Be ye thankful. That we say, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, so much importance you put into thanksgiving and being thankful to tell us about the 10 lepers and so many hosts of scriptures exhorting us to be thankful from David and so forth, blessing the Lord at all times and his praise constantly be in his mouth. Lord, we thank you this morning. We worship you, Lord. Help us to always be that, you know, attitude of being grateful unto the Lord. And we are going to get many, many more blessings, more prayers answered. The answer to apply the quickly in coming, just as he said. You know, then shall call upon me in the day of trouble when you start to really live in thanksgiving and being grateful, you know, being grateful to the Lord and so forth. I will deliver him. Call upon him in the day of trouble, I will deliver him and show him my salvation. Lord, Father, we thank you. Lord, even, you know, we sing the Lord's Prayer as it was praying in a certain place. Bible says when it has stopped, then they say, Lord, teach us how to pray. He showed us that true prayer begins with thanksgiving to the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, he said, hallowed be thy name. He ended up here. He said, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. So we thank you. We can never learn enough the secret of really being grateful and being thankful to the Lord. It's a key to greater victory in the Christian life. And our prayers are quickly answered more than we can ever think. So we thank you this morning. Put us in remembrance the very truth. Many, many writers, all kind of men of God, apostles, prophets, talk about this matter, and we know it is true. Lord, help us to live that kind of a life, Lord, where the Lord is greatly exalted. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.